result, man. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful, thing. Laugh a little more, thing. Tighten up your core, thing. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things. With Amy Brown.
Okay, happy Thursday, everybody. I hope y'all are having a great week. I definitely changed my attitude this week. I feel like last week was my first week of working and homeschooling with the kids and different things, and I was a little Debbie Downer about it, not gonna lie, because I just felt a little overwhelmed, and I thought, this is nutso. What is happening? I can't handle this. This is crazy. And then, you know, my husband, I took his advice, and I stopped looking at it as how am I going to survive this, or we're surviving, not thriving, which I still love that saying, by the way. But he's like, no, let's not survive this. Let's live this. This is our new normal right now. This is our life. How are we going to live it and be the best version of ourselves for us and for our kids? So my attitude this week has been a lot better, and I must say it's really, really helped. Before we get into the four things that we're going to talk about in today's episode, I want to share with y'all that Mary and I decided we're going to do something cool for Four Things Totes, the customized ones for Mother's Day. So when it comes to our healthcare heroes, Four Things items, the shirt and the tote that say scrubs on, caffeinate, wash hands, repeat, for, and then the donations are going, we still are supporting Haiti. We always have with anything Four Things because that's under our SPWA line. But for the first time ever, we're supporting medical efforts here in the United States. We're working with Direct Relief, an organization that's delivering PPE to hospitals that need it big time. So first of all, super happy that we're able to do that and come alongside some of these groups that are helping out. It's amazing. And still send support to Haiti. But also, we have a code for healthcare heroes. If you happen to be in the healthcare world and you want to buy one of those, you can use the code HERO, and that's a little discount code for you when you purchase it. And we decided, let's do the same thing for moms for Mother's Day for a week. So starting today, which is Thursday, April 9th, when you're listening to this, until Thursday, April 16th, we'll have a discount code for Four Things Totes for Mother's Day, the customized ones. So that's what the code will be good for, and the code is going to be MOM. So we thought, yeah, if we're doing a hero code, well, seems pretty easy. We should be able to do a MOM code, and it'll be for this week only. So if you want a discount on that and you want to customize a tote for your mom for Mother's Day, then start thinking of her four things and put them on a tote. You can order it safely from your house online, and then we will deliver it to her, because odds are, I don't know if a lot of us will be seeing family members for Mother's Day. I guess it just depends on what the dynamic of your family is, but you can still get your mom something. And I get it. A lot of people may not be shopping right now, given the current state of the world, but the odds are you probably were going to get your mom a Mother's Day gift. So we thought this might help out a little bit. And if you don't want to customize a tote, we have other items that still give back. We've got our star necklace, which a lot of moms like, or our Four Things gratitude journal, or little zip pouches. We have Cool Mom. We just restocked a bunch of Cool Mom stuff and are adding a Cool Mom tie-dye tee. So super pumped about that. And any of this stuff, you can always find it by just going to radioamy.com, and it'll take you to anything, a SPWA, Four Things, Pimp and Joy, all of that stuff. Because I'll get emails, not always, that's exaggerating, but I do get emails saying, I can't remember the website I'm supposed to go to shop. But if you know you're listening to me, and I'm Amy, and then I'm Radio Amy on social media, then just remember radioamy.com. And it should get you there. And I'm pretty sure the link in my bio on my Instagram takes you to radioamy.com as well. So if you're not following me on Instagram, my handle is at radioamy. And something I put up on Instagram this week was my old silent film video called Bacon, where I gave birth to a baby pig. So if you're looking for something to watch, you need a little entertainment, I pulled that out of the vault. It came up because my daughter, Stashira, she wants a pig. And for her birthday, it's like in a couple weeks. And I would love nothing more than for us to have a pig. I've wanted a pig ever since I made that video and I went to a pig farm to borrow a baby little teacup piglet to put in my movie so I could give birth to it and then be its mom for a little bit. And which, you'll have to watch the silent film to understand why I did it. But it was for a silent film festival. And by the way, I won first place. It was a Bobby Bones Show Silent Film Festival, but the whole show competed and we had listeners compete and we had judges brought in, like outside judges, and my film won. But anyway, back to the pigs. Tashira wants it, and then it made me think of this video, so I thought I would throw it up on Instagram. And then I started thinking, I've got other videos in the vault I might need to bust out, especially during this coronavirus time, because people are looking for content to distract them from life. Like, I really think I should put up our Hunger Games trailer. There was a time after I read the books, I got obsessed, and I made the whole show and my whole family and everybody reenact the Hunger Games trailer line for line, scene by scene. And we shot the whole thing and put it up as a trailer. And I got to play Katniss Everdeen, of course. So maybe I'll put that up in the coming days. So yeah, make sure you're following me, Radio Amy. And then I also run the Shop Espoir account, which is S-H-O-P-E-S-P-W-A. And that's where you'll find all the Four Things stuff and any of our other Shop Espoir items. And up there, I'll be loading up a commercial that my family did recently for Mother's Day totes. We did our own little, you know, funny, totally cheesy. I don't know that it's funny, but it's definitely cheesy because we made it at home and it's nothing awesome, but it is our own little commercial and my kids are in it, my husband and me and Mary. So hopefully that will release soon and y'all, that'll be something that y'all can enjoy. Okay, so just wanted to make sure y'all knew about the mom discount code for Mother's Day. But that's, again, it's just from this Thursday to next Thursday for the discount. So make sure if you want to order your mom a Four Things tote that you go ahead and do that. Mother's Day is 4 weeks away or something. I think this Sunday it'll be 4 weeks. And that's nothing because by the time you get this made and we get it printed and shipped, I mean, you'll just have it in time and you'll feel good about it. It's something you can check off your list, which I'm loving checking things off my list lately. Like that's helping to keep me sane. So when it comes to lists, I will give you, or speaking of lists, I guess I should say, I'll give you a list of the things we're going to cover today. The first thing is going to be healthcare hero shout out. That's something I'm going to start doing in every episode for the near future. So if y'all know, just listen to the thing and you'll hear what I decided I'm going to do in that. The second thing is how Easter can still happen, even if you're stuck at home. The third thing is I've got some coffee thoughts for you that, you know, is a text that my sister and I, text exchange that I had with my sister, and I thought I would share some of these coffee thoughts with you. Next time you sip coffee, you can think about what she shared with me. And then the fourth thing is, are you a helicopter cleaner? If you don't know what that is, you'll hear about it in the fourth thing. And at the end of that, I share a Dolly Parton quote that's definitely good to have during these crazy times. And then, of course, at the end of the episode, I'll do an email shout out as always. And if y'all have emails for me, thoughts, questions, whatever, make sure you send those in to fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. All right, here's the first thing.
First thing.
Okay, so for this first thing today, I want to feature a frontline worker, and this happens to be Stephanie. You maybe remember me telling you about her on our Pimp and Joy episode back in December, the episode that we had in honor of my mom's birthday. She's a nurse, and her husband has brain cancer, and because she's a nurse, she actually had to move her husband and her kids in with her in-laws until this passes due to her potentially being exposed, and she wasn't even able to be with her son at his birthday, which, you know, this is heavy stuff to take in, but it just shows the inspiring commitment that healthcare workers have on the front line. And I just want to share with y'all some of the posts that I saw she put on Facebook just to honor Stephanie and a lot of you out there that are like Stephanie. We are with you. We are thinking of you. We are praying for you. We are so, so grateful for you. But I want y'all to hear these words from Stephanie so that way you can keep health workers in your thoughts and prayers, and you can maybe even reach out to some if you know of any and make sure that you're there for them and their family. So this is what Stephanie put up not too long ago. Doing the right thing is not always easy. In fact, tonight it was much harder than I anticipated. We made the decision to send Jeff and the kids to my in-laws for, hopefully, a brief period of time. The risk that I potentially pose to Jeff is a lot to carry, and it's heavy. We're already in a fight for his life, and it wouldn't be fair to risk adding another brick. To some, it may seem like an easy solution to just step back from my duties as a nurse. But this is what we were called to do as a nurse or a healthcare provider. We show up. And let me tell you, the nurses and staff that I am so incredibly blessed to work with, they show up every day without hesitation. We're used to things changing, but since this virus showed up, things are changing by the minute, and we continue to work through the challenges for our patients and for each other. And I would want someone to do the same for my husband. So they gave me goosebumps to read to y'all because, yeah, that's why she is showing up. Because she knows if her family were to need it, she would want the people that were called to help and studied to help and that have the wisdom and the knowledge to help get us through this and the compassion. And there's like so many ways to describe healthcare providers, but all of the amazing qualities that they have, we need them to show up. And we are so thankful that they have. And then here is another post that Stephanie put up about her son's birthday. And I share this post with you just so that you can keep in mind just the number of sacrifices that different people are making. She put up, "Happy 7th birthday to this sweet boy of mine. He makes us proud every single day. He's determined, kind, sensitive, and loving. He's his sister's protector and one of the silliest kids I know, and he's still got his love for KU. My heart is broken that I can't spend this day with you or hug you tight. I know that you will be loved and spoiled beyond measure. As a mama, these are the sacrifices you make for your loved ones. I hope you look back on this day with joy and magical memories and know just how loved you are. Happy birthday." And so that was to her son. And yeah, just wanted to highlight Stephanie, and maybe that'll be a thing that I can start adding into each Four Things episode, is I take a moment to highlight a healthcare worker out there. If y'all know of any, please send them to me, fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. And I'd love to start featuring some people that are out there on the front lines. Thank you, Stephanie. And thank you all healthcare providers. Oh, I guess I should say healthcare heroes, especially to go along with our Four Things line that is supporting them. And then I think that's what we'll do for each person that I get to feature. I will, Mary and I will send a tote or a t-shirt to that healthcare hero. So Stephanie, you got a package coming your way. Second thing. So Easter can happen even with social distancing and being quarantined at your house with your family. So I thought I would share with you all what my family is going to be doing in case you needed any ideas or just motivation to still make the day special. So first of all, we're going to be streaming Easter service from our church. There's broadcasts from all over the country that you can likely tune into, but you could also check with your church that you go to and see if they're doing that, or a local community church in your area to see if they have plans to stream a service. If not, I'll share with y'all my church. You can go to youtube.com and then search out COTC Franklin Live. Again, just go into YouTube and search that out, COTC Franklin Live, and then my church will pop up, and they will have a Easter morning service. I think it's at 10 a.m. Central is when it goes up. So that's what we'll be doing in the morning. Then we plan to cook a meal as a family. I mean, what brings people together more than food? I mean, not much else. So get everybody together and get them involved in the kitchen. I know my husband and I plan on getting the kids outside. I think the weather is going to be good and we're going to grill out. The kids want steak and chicken and some corn on the cob. So we're going to have them learning how to grill and doing that with us. And then I'm going to bake some sweet potatoes and make a salad. And then I want to put out like a blanket outside in our backyard and then just have a little outdoor barbecue with the family. So whatever that looks like for you, we'll probably even get my dad on our little Amazon show so that he can enjoy lunchtime with us, but we do also plan on doing an Easter egg hunt with the kids. So I'm going to hide some eggs inside and outside, but also get the grandparents involved in that virtually. So fun fact, FaceTime can accommodate up to 32 guests on a call. So you can get your whole family together on a FaceTime. And how I envisioned a virtual Easter egg hunt is the grandparents just on with our kids as they're walking around with the phone and they're helping guide them where to go. Like maybe look behind that plant or look under the couch or, oh, you should go over there and check behind that bookshelf or something. I don't know yet. It's all in my head, but I do want my family to be involved. We'll probably FaceTime with my sister and her kids on Easter as well and make sure that we get in a lot of good quality family time because that's normally when a lot of people would try to be together, but you may not. And if you happen to be alone on Easter, like you're alone during this quarantine, then definitely find a way to make some FaceTime appointments with, I don't even want to call it an appointment, but some dates, some FaceTime or Zoom dates or whatever that looks like for you with your family and friends and cook that meal with just you. Maybe have them cook a meal, open a nice bottle of wine and enjoy that with someone virtually. And if you're a family that knows of someone that might be alone, then reach out to them and say, hey, would you like to FaceTime with us? Or think of a game you can play virtually. Like if you both have the same board game or the same cards or the same, like everybody can still do different things virtually, but let's be intentional about reaching out to people that might be alone. Or if you're alone, don't be scared to reach out to some of your friends or family and say, hey, you want to make some Easter plans to hang out. I know that we also plan on baking something. For us, it'll be cookies. For you, it might be a cake or whatever it is that you like to bake. But my family is going to be doing cookies and then we're going to have some vanilla ice cream with cookies because my kids and Ben are obsessed with vanilla ice cream. And that's our plan for the day. So we just got to be a little bit extra intentional, but holidays can still happen. Special memories can still be made. And we'll look back on, remember that time in 2020, coronavirus, we had to do a virtual Easter egg hunt, or we had to FaceTime to have a meal or Easter brunch or lunch or whatever with our family. Crazy times. Crazy times. I mean, church, even for that matter, I'm super thankful for all the churches out there that are putting stuff up for us to still feel connected at home. I just think that that's huge, especially on Easter. That may be the one time of the year, or maybe twice if you go at Christmas, that you actually go to church, which no judgment here on that whatsoever, but you probably look forward to those holidays when you get out of your house and you get to get dressed up. Maybe you even get dressed up. May not have nowhere to go, but you can still put on your Easter best. We probably won't. That's not how we're going to roll at my house at all. We'll probably be in like sweats the whole day, but who cares? You're going to do the day how you need to do the day. Also, you could check out Keaton Claus. That's her Instagram handle. My friend Keaton that's come on before. She specializes in Christmassy stuff, but she does all holiday things. So you've got a few more days till Easter if you're listening to this on Thursday. And she has some really good Easter tips, especially for the family and kids, up on her Instagram. So she's at KeatynClause. Okay, so definitely give her a follow. And I just hope that y'all have an amazing Easter, however you spent it. And I hope me sharing our plans of what we want to do on Easter Sunday will help encourage you. And if y'all have ideas for me, please hit me up, Radio Amy on Instagram or fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. Okay, so for this thing, I want to share with y'all a text exchange that I had with my sister about one of her coffee flavors that she sells at her coffee shop. So she owns a coffee shop, you maybe heard me talk about it, called Root House in Pagosa Springs, which right now they're only doing to-go orders. So they've really ramped up their online sales because, you know, everyone's having to shift and adjust and see how they can keep some people employed during this craziness. So for them, it's been trying to sell three of their roasts online. And one of their roasts is called Basecamp. And that happens to be their favorite blend. And she was sipping her coffee and sending me thoughts as she was thinking about her Basecamp coffee. And what she shared was that Basecamp in camping is where you rest, where you refuel, where you organize, you nourish, you plan, and you get ready. So right now, she feels as though a lot of us are at home. We're at base camp, and you have a choice on how you want to spend this time at your base camp. You can rest, refuel, organize, nourish, plan, and get ready for when we get out on the other side of this. And I'll just shout out some of the other flavors of coffee that my sister has. I just wanted to share that little note from her because I thought that that was, you know, an inspiring little text that she sent me that I thought I would pass along to y'all. But each coffee bag that they sell has a little user's guide for inspiration on each bag. So Campfire user's guide is Ignite Your Dreams. And then Basecamp, the one I was just telling you about, the user's guide on that is Find Your Outside, which for my sister and her family is not just outside in the woods, but maybe outside your everyday comfort zone and maybe the risk that we take to grow. Again, another reason why Basecamp coffee might be good for you to drink during this time. Or maybe if you don't even want to order some or drink any, you can reflect on these words that I'm giving you because maybe it's time you step outside of your comfort zone and you got to take some risks and we do have to grow. And then Backwoods, which is the third roast, the user's guide on that is Fuel Your Adventure, which again is an outdoor adventure or the adventure of starting a business or a family or anything new and exciting. And just a quick note on the beans that my sister sells, they are grown organically, but they don't say organic because I guess the growers aren't USDA approved because that is really expensive for her growers to get. But if that's a concern of yours, I thought I'd just let you know that tidbit of information. Root House Co. is her website, and that's roothouseco.com. And I'm just super proud of her and her sweet little business. And it warms my heart that y'all are actually buying her coffee. But even if you're not, I thought that this was some stuff to share with you for you to just keep with you at this time. Maybe you keep drinking the coffee that you buy or you support a local coffee shop in your neighborhood and you think about what she shared when it comes to Basecamp, where you can rest, refuel, organize, nourish, plan, and get ready.
Fourth thing with Amy Brown.
Okay, this thing's going to be super quick, but I'm going to leave you with an inspiring quote at the end of it because I just don't really feel like this is something that substantial, but my mind was definitely blown when I saw it. Is an article that was in the Wall Street Journal talking about how if you're a helicopter cleaner, which if you don't know what that is, like when it comes to your dishwasher, if you are pre-cleaning your dishes before you put them in the dishwasher, that's a helicopter cleaner. Like you're hovering over things to make sure that they're good before you put them in the dishwasher. Like a helicopter parent, you hover over your kids to make sure that they're doing good. Well, when we helicopter clean before we put them in our dishwasher, we're actually not going to get a really substantial wash from our machine. Now, most modern dishwashers have these sensors on them that help them detect how long the cycle should run and how clean that the machine should get everything. And if you pre-wash everything, except for maybe one bowl of oatmeal that gets thrown in there or one casserole dish that randomly gets in there, but everything else is clean, well, it's not going to run a very thorough cycle. And then that bowl of oatmeal or that casserole dish is still going to have oatmeal or cheese or whatever stuck on it because the machine didn't know it had a major job to do. So really, they say the best thing to do is to just dump, you know, whatever from the plate into the trash instead of giving your plates a full rinse. Just scrape large food particles into the garbage disposal or the trash can and then let the dishwasher do the work. That's why we have dishwashers. And then the best part of skipping out on helicopter cleaning is you can not only save time and money, but you save up to 20 gallons of water per each load of dishes. So there's my dishwasher tip of the day. And again, I told y'all this wasn't super substantial, so I was going to leave you with an inspiring quote. But I mean, hey, the dishwasher article was in the Wall Street Journal, so something that I feel like somebody thought was interesting. And I certainly am a helicopter cleaner, so I'm going to have to change my ways and test it out, like not rinsing things off thoroughly, just throwing them in there. I feel like I'm going to save a lot of time. Okay, now here's my quote from Dolly Parton. We cannot direct the wind, but we can adjust the sails. That's a good one to sit with for a little bit. Maybe with all your extra time from not pre-cleaning your dishes, you can think about that quote from Dolly, which is definitely a good quote to have in your pocket during these crazy times. Okay, thanks for listening to today's episode. And now's the time that I'll do the email shout out. This one comes from Danielle. Hey, Amy, thank you so much for creating the Outway podcast series with Lisa. Y'all are changing so many people's lives. I used to struggle with my relationship with food, but I was able to start the recovery process about 10 years ago, and it has been so freeing. I was so ashamed of my past, but y'all have taught me to be more open about my story. I was talking to a friend the other day about this and ended up finding out that she is currently struggling with disordered eating. We were able to offer each other support, and I told her about your podcast, and she has now started to listen. This has brought us closer, and now we both feel like we have some support. Thanks for all that you do. And Danielle, thank you so much for sharing this. I have so appreciated, and I know Lisa has too, the DMs and the posts and the sharing that y'all have been doing on social media, spreading the word about the Outway series. If you don't know what that is, it's a series that's going on every Saturday for the month of April this month, where Lisa and I break the stigma surrounding disordered eating and eating disorders, and we are talking about it. We're telling our stories. We're getting experts on. Other people are coming on and sharing their stories just so that people do not feel alone on this journey, and we want to open up the conversation. So we expose the gray area that seems to be lurking out there all around the world, where people are silently suffering because they don't know that they've clinically been diagnosed with a specific eating disorder, but they know that something is not right. And that is what we are talking about. And we named the series Outway because a life without disordered eating outweighs everything. And we want people to be able to find that freedom. And so if y'all haven't checked it out, then do so. This Saturday is going to be episode 2. Last Saturday was episode 1. And again, it lives right here in Four Things with Amy Brown. So if you're subscribed to the podcast, then it should be in your feed. If you're not currently subscribed, then go ahead and subscribe and you'll start automatically getting those downloaded. And yeah, Danielle, again, thank you for this email. And anybody else, if y'all have got thoughts or things you want to share with me, please send them in. FourThingsWithAmyBrown@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, guys. Have a great rest of your week.
Casserole things, little food for your soul things. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things, tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with Four Things. With Amy Brown.